Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, 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 sir.
No, sir. No, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
That was in sequence.
No, sir. I'm going to say that shit till I'm exhausted. Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Hey, hand me the bottle of water, please.
I'm tired, boss.
Thank you guys for coming back to the Yes or No Sir podcast. This is your boy Paige, a.k.a. Pedro, a.k.a., and you already know, the biggest people champ since The Rock. If you smell what the Pedro's cooking.
Yes, sir. And this is your boy Kobe, a.k.a. The Copester, a.k.a. Strictly Business, a.k.a. Mr. Arkansas himself, Pig. Goddamn Suey. YN Nation, how's it going today? It is... What's today, Paige?
Today?
What is today?
It's Friday.
Is it Friday? YN Nation, is it Friday?
Not any kind of regular Friday. YN Nation.
Hey.
This is Friday. And you know how the Yes and No Sir podcast do Fridays.
Yes.
It's Feel Good Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And what we want you to do is just like that background music right there.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in and listening
to
the Yes and No Sir podcast.
Goddamn right.
And it's Friday, baby.
Feel good.
It ain't no better Friday than the Yes and No Sir podcast.
You goddamn right.
So we want you to enjoy this beat we got playing in the background as we get you ready to listen to this Yes or No Sir podcast. Because it's Feel Good
Friday.
Feel Good
Friday.
Feel Good
Friday.
Hey.
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 Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, sir.
And you already know.
We worked.
We got a hell of an episode
hard
for you. We always worked hard.
And you know
we worked. We worked hard. We worked hard.
For
we worked hard.
For this shit. For this shit.
I'm back. Yes,
hey,
indeed.
Freestyle
that
King.
That was, oh boy, that got me hyped right there, man.
Hey, back on the scene. Freestyle King.
That's the wrong song right there, son.
I know, but it's still Flipper, man. It's all good.
It's the Flipper. Young Flipper.
Young Flipper.
And,
oh, man.
And if he was Webby and he see a pit bull, he'll pull down a zipper.
A zipper.
All right. YN Nation, you know what today's episode is about.
Yes, sir.
It's part two.
Part two.
Of the YN Nation Best Duo Tourney.
The tourney. We're at the Sweet 16.
Yes, sir.
Nothing in between.
Nothing in between. And you know we like a freight train.
Yes,
we're about to run through all the shit.
You know how we do it. Give me my powers back.
And you lost them?
I never lost them. I just wanted to say that. It just felt good at the time. You know what I'm talking about?
And before we get on this...
Uh-oh, we got
Feel Good Friday.
Do we have another
stand
story?
Step into the stand.
Stand the man.
The stand stories are brought to you by the Yes or No Sir podcast.
Yes, sir.
For you, the YN Nation.
Yes, sir.
Today's episode.
Yes, sir.
Stan decided to drive his Lamborghini today, ladies and gentlemen.
The Lambo.
So he came to my boy Putt and said, hey. You wouldn't believe what I got parked outside right now.
Stunning is a habit.
Get I got the Lambo outside. And yeah, it's on a full tank.
Full tank of nothing.
So he told Putt, man, you should have saw what you should. I'm stunned on these boys today. I brought the Lambo out.
Fresh as our meals.
I finally brought the Lambo out. So Putt was like, cool. So as Putt was getting ready to leave, ladies and gentlemen, out of the corner of his eye, he sees Stan run.
Full speed.
Full speed to his car and dash out of here.
In a Forrest Gump sprint.
So he did leave, but it went in a Lambo.
No,
he was in a goddamn Volkswagen Beetle.
He was in a Lamb Beetle.
So the importance of these stories are always to tell you guys, don't lie. Just keep it real.
Keep it 100. Or keep it moving.
So that is your Stan story of the day. Let's get back to the work.
You got to be a weird motherfucker to call a Beetle a Lambo.
Well, just to say you got a Lamborghini out there. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you like the Pedro or the Copester, Mr. Pig Suey.
Pig Suey.
You ain't got to tell nobody that motherfucker's out there, right? Because as soon as you park it out there, what is somebody going to come in there and say, well, if somebody else sees it?
Hey, man, you see that Lambo parked outside?
There's a Lambo parked out here.
Whose is that? Nobody said that.
Nobody.
Because it didn't exist.
Because it didn't exist.
Unless he got it on like Grand Theft Auto.
The only way he had a Lambo parked outside, if it was the Hot Wheels. And he dropped and it fell out of his pocket.
That's the only way.
So Stan, stop all this damn lying.
This motherfucker. Silly motherfucker.
All right. So we're picking right back up where we left off. This YN Nation best duo tourney.
So we're at the sweet 16 of this tourney.
If you caught the last episode, Kobe, let them know who's left.
So
if you missed the first episode, go back to part one, but we're going to give you the rundown who's left in this best duo.
So these are the matchups for the sweet 16. We got the Copester and the Paster, the Yes or No Sir, going up against... Going up against SpongeBob and Patrick.
I smell a hell of an ass whooping brewing.
Ass whooping. We also have Seth and Evan going up against Kenan and Kale.
And this is the South.
This is the South bracket. Now, in the West bracket, we have Snoop and Dre going up against Shrek and Donkey.
Woo! Woo! I smell smoke.
Yes, sir.
But I ain't poke.
We also have Doc and Marty going up against Sean and Marlon.
Oh. That's some fire we're going against now, ain't it?
Yes, sir. In the North bracket, this is what we call the dog bracket. We got Webby and Nose Pit Bulls going up against Scooby and Shaggy. Brr.
Shaggy?
That's going to be interesting right there. It might be some fucking going on in that bracket.
Scoob, you might want to run. The Luke King's after you.
The Luke King? Also in that same North bracket, we have Gilly and Wallow going up against Robin Big.
Woo!
And in the East bracket, we got Mike Lowry and Marcus, the Bad Boys, going up against Buzz Lightyear and Woody. And then to finish it out, we have Ray and Claude going up against Mario and Luigi.
I'm a little nervous right now because this is championship type of competition right here.
Yes, sir, it is.
Everybody just named this. Has won a dual championship.
This is ranked play.
We're the most recent champs.
Yes, sir, we are.
But these right here are champions that show that they got what it takes to run the old pastry and coaster to a nail biter.
And we got to come with it.
You know what I'm saying? Right before we did, I went out there and shot 1,000 jump shots.
I did too.
Put my mama jersey on.
Yes, sir.
And I was ready.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's get started.
So, the Copester and the Paster. We're going up against SpongeBob and Patrick. SpongeBob and Patrick. They are a good duo. But it's time to be defeated.
It's time to be retired. It's time to
be replaced.
It's time for us to put you to sleep. Because there ain't no damn way. You got what it takes to beat the Paster and the Copester.
SpongeBob, I'm just going to pick him up and put him outside their water, let him dry up. He can't do shit at that point. He's a sponge. He's dry.
Oh, Lord.
It's time to die when you dry.
Pull him out the water.
Adios, amigo.
It's time to breathe fresh air.
What the fuck is Patrick?
Starfish.
A starfish.
Don't even fucking move.
He don't even fucking move. You can't compete with the Paster and the Copester. You're a starfish.
That motherfucker's too dumb.
You're too dumb. You don't have a brain. SpongeBob, Patrick, you got to go.
You have been eliminated. And of course, you already know the Yes and No Sir boys have moved on.
And you know this.
Man.
Okay. Next up, we have Seth and Evan against Kenan and Kale.
Woo! That's a tough one right there.
Is it?
That's a tough one right there.
Is it? Is it really?
But I just...
Is it
my
really?
My mind works that I've seen Kenan and Kale coming out as, but Superbad has planted a nice little foundation because that is a great friendship right there.
So besides Good Burger, what do you remember about Kenan and Kale?
All that. Kenan and Kale show.
Kenan and Kale show.
You know, you think about Orange... Look, Kale himself has made me look at Orange Soda totally different.
That is very true.
Who loves orange soda?
That is very true.
Kale loves orange soda.
He loves the shit out of it.
You do? Oh, I do, I do.
I do, I
it's
do.
It's true.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, damn I forgot.
The ooh, ooh.
Kale loves Orange soda.
Now, with Seth and Evan, what do you remember about that besides that one movie?
I get it.
What makes that so competitive against Kenan and Kel?
So they just run them into the dirt right now.
I mean, I think it's a sweep.
Damn.
Off of your feet.
They jumped off to a 30-point lead or what?
I think it's like... Yeah, I think it's like that Falcons and Patriots. You
started off strong.
But you didn't finish good.
God damn it, you didn't knock me out. If you don't knock me out, I'm going to knock your ass out.
Goddamn right. Yes, sir. So we got Kenan and Kel?
Yes, sir. Kenan and Kel. Oh, that's going to be a tough one. Kenan and Kel versus the Pastor and the Copester.
You goddamn right.
Brothers.
We shall see.
Versus brothers.
Your brothers.
All right. So...
that's coming out of the South, Brad.
That is the matchup right here. That is the big matchup.
That's the big one.
The big one.
The big one.
All right.
Now out of the West bracket, we got Snoop and Dre.
Woo!
Going up against Shrek and Donkey.
Shit.
Now that's a good one, man. This is a good one. Shrek and Donkey, they went on that quest all out in the woods, defeating shit. Testing their friendship.
Dragons
and having dragon puppies.
Dragon donkeys.
Then you got the ogre Shrek turned into...
Factual. Did you know that Snoop and Dre are working on an album?
I've heard about that.
So,
it has to
that
be
shit
Snoop
is still
Dre.
Going strong.
You talking
Snoop and
about,
Dre.
You talking about decades.
You have made it. Yes, to the next round.
Decades of friendship and brotherhood.
Yes, sir.
That has to outweigh a damn ogre and a damn jackass.
What did you say, donkey?
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Man, this is going to be... So, this is the elite. The Elite Eight would be the next round coming up, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, next up, we got Doc and Marty against Sean and Marlon.
Jeez. White chicks.
That Marlon Wayans.
The Wayne brothers.
The Wayne brothers with Pops.
Oh.
What's some more? Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
What else were they in? Marlon, he has a TV show, or he had a TV show on Netflix, right?
Yeah, he did.
What was it called? Like Sextuplets or some shit like that?
No, that wasn't a TV show. That was a movie.
Was that a movie? I thought it was a TV show.
Sextuplets was the one about him going around and finding his... The other one you're talking about, I
he
can't
had
think
a
of
TV
the name
show
of
too,
it.
Right?
Yeah, about him being divorced.
That's what it was. Yeah,
and they were co-parenting their child together. I can't remember the name of it, YN Nation. If you know, you know.
I think Marlon is more relevant right now than Sean. I don't know what Sean... I think Sean's doing stand-up, but as far as movies, I haven't seen them
in
anything.
The foundation of everything they have done is strong, so...
You gotta just because
all we know
Doc and Marty
Back to the Future and that hadn't been out in
which was great.
Ages.
Don't get me wrong, it was great.
Which is a great movie.
It was great.
But I mean, you know, this. No, I'm not saying everybody was on the list. It's great.
It's not a knock against them. It's just you got to compete, and unfortunately, you don't stand up.
Yeah, he didn't hit you too many times to the right. You ain't coming back. So Sean and Marlon, you've been promoted.
Doc and Marty.
Doc and Marty. Yeah, Doc and Marty.
Doc and Marty.
Marty, yeah.
Back to the past.
You have been, get your ass back in the car and go back.
Go back to the past.
To the past.
Get your ass out of here, son.
Since there's no future.
No, sir. I don't care if you get struck by lightning, you're just going to die.
And try not to get arrested for putting them down tire marks, them flaming tire marks in the street.
All right. So now we got the North.
Wait, hold on. Doc and Marty, we're on your way back. Manny wants to know if you can take him back in time so he can see the real Lassie.
He said, Lassie got some assy. He said he wants some of that assy.
He said, tell them when Timmy in school, Lassie won't last. Lassie going to be leaking out of his ass.
Oh, Lord. Stupid. So, talking about that, that brings us to the North bracket, which is Webby and those pit bulls going up against Scooby and Shaggy.
Scooby and Shaggy.
I feel like I think Webby would try to fight Shaggy, and once he knocks him out, Webby,
no,
the pits.
he's gonna use the pits to get Shaggy, and he's gonna go out to Scooby. Scooby running and ran to a damn room with no exit, and Manuel walking.
Yeah, he trying to have a threesome.
Manuel walking up to him doing a Diddy dance.
Take that, take that, take that.
Give me the strength. Remember how Diddy used to say it? The strength.
Damn.
Scooby, hope you like got butt plugs, because that's a strong love between Pitts and Webby.
What kind of dog was Scooby? We had like a,
I think
Great,
he's a
Dane.
Great Dane.
I think that's Webby's second favorite animal. So the pit bull and the Great Dane, he's going to have a great
time.
You
see how high that ass is?
Got that tall ass for me.
That's a Great Dane ass.
That's a goddamn giraffe ass. So that's a goddamn mini giraffe.
So Webby.
You think Webby and the Pits could knock out?
Hey man, when we were sitting for doing that episode and he looked back and we were talking to him and he looked outside, I said, man, that's a nice pit.
That's a
man who loves his pits.
He loves his pit. I think Webby was still that damn,
said,
mystery
damn,
van.
That's a nice pit.
That motherfucker still that
van.
Still
that mystery van. You want Daphne? No, I want Scooby. And throw Scrappy in there with him.
Scrappy, do.
I heard you like to put up a fight. It's like a reward.
You got some doggy biscuits for all of them. So we got Webby in the Pits forming a duo. So it's going to be Webby in the Pits and Scooby. Move it on to the next round.
He has got a hold of Scooby and they lost. And Shaggy's scary ass was just watching him. Come on, Scoob, run! Run, Scoob!
Don't let him take your booty! Too late, already did.
He said, I normally don't speak Scooby language, but that ass was Scooby Dooby Doo! Oh,
what the fuck wrong with you, man? You got some serious.
Why Nation, if you know, you know. Don't pet me. Let me. Fuck.
All right, so Webby and the Pits moving on.
Yes, sir.
To the Elite Eight. This is like the sleeper of the tournament.
God damn, boy. His love and devotion to the Pits.
Damn.
It's on a whole nother level.
He came with it. It's Wheaties. All right. Next up, we got Gilly and Wallow against Robin Big.
Fuck.
That one is that's an evenly match. Damn. Okay. Gilly and Wallow and Robin Big.
My heart says what it says.
My heart is saying Gilly and Wallow. I know yours is probably saying Robin,
Robin Big. Okay, so we have to flip on this one.
We talking about influence. Which one has the strongest influence?
Like I said, it's going to go to a corner flip. It ain't changing to me.
Gillian Wallow, Robin B.
Had a great times around that time, man. Like, look, Gilly and Wallow make great episodes, but I ain't trying to catch every episode. I've caught every episode of
Have
Robin
you?
Big.
I don't think I've caught every episode of Robin
every
Big.
Every episode.
I do know
and
it was great.
And bought the DVDs.
I didn't do all that. It was a great show, but I wasn't too... I don't know if it affected me the same way it did you.
Coin flip time.
I got heads.
Heads. It's heads? Damn. Gillian Wallow, you have made it to the next stage. That's hard for me because I like both, but Robin Big, I got to stand firm with that. So I go down with the ship.
Yes, sir. Gillian Wallow. Okay. So now we're in the East bracket, right?
Yes, sir.
We got Mike Lowry and Marcus. What was Marcus' last name in that movie? You remember?
Do not.
I have no idea. Okay, anyway.
Hey, man, no matter the way we're talking, man, those are some nice shades you got on, brother.
Hey, man, those are some nice shades you got on, son.
So, the Wyan Nation, we have gotten some blender shades.
Yes, sir.
You know, so they feel great, look great.
Look outstanding.
I suggest that you guys check them out.
They will make you feel good, especially on this Feel Good Friday.
It's nothing. I can't, you know, the future's so bright. I had to get the blenders.
Yes, sir.
So I can see the pathway.
I seen the eclipse and everything in these motherfuckers.
I got a video to show you out there when we get done about the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
It said me after looking at the eclipse trying to go to work the next day. I'm going to show you the video. All right.
So we got Mike Lowry and Marcus going up against Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Toy Story.
Toy Story. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many is it? 4?
4. Let me tell you something, man. As part of my childhood, you guys have been a great, great duo, let me say. Four movies, and then you're still relevant. You'll not only be able to reach the people that you made that first one for, but you're also able to reach the kids. But we're talking about
Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry and Marcus. And if you know, that's what we were inspired by.
I would definitely be Mike Lowry in this friendship.
Yes, sir.
But I'm trying to do better.
Well, we got a mixture of both of them in us, though.
Oh, you goddamn right we do. You're damn right.
I'm not the ladies' man no more, but I was once upon a time.
Yes, sir.
If you know what the Pedro was. Yes, look, sir. Man, that was some hard, there was some times back then.
Some good times. Good times. Woo!
That prime was something.
Woo-hoo!
Anyway.
Man, I don't want to go back on those times because, anyway.
Well, you know, at that time, it was fun.
It was legendary.
But if you knew me back then, you knew what I'm talking about. Everybody didn't know the Pedro back in the day.
You know, I'm glad I didn't
knew
know
what
you
he stand then. On, man.
I'm glad I didn't know you.
It was
then. You probably would have been a bad influence.
It was an iconic run.
Big shout out to the homeboy Debo. I know you remember them days back at UCA, man. You remember how we used to kick it over at Fox Run Apartments. Where it used to go down.
If you know the Pedro, you know me. I mean, the old Pedro. So that's my boy Mitch knows. My boy Duran knows. Webby knows.
Man.
Had a iconic run there, son. Oh, man. When I got down here, it was very iconic.
Oh, when I got out here.
And all the hearts are broken. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it. Actually, I did at the time, but I didn't know the effect it had on you.
Back then, I was with the R. Kelly song. I'm a flirt.
I'm a flirt. Goddamn right.
I'm a flirt.
Man.
All right, so Mike Lowry, you have eliminated my childhood movie.
You know what, man? On that last Toy Story, I think it was the last one when they showed Andy growing up and he went to college?
No, that wasn't
the last. That was the third one, right?
The third one, when he said bye, and he finally said bye to Andy, man. That hit me hard.
That hit me because I was like, we grew up with Andy. Like, we probably not the same age, but it was like, we first saw Andy
as a kid. Was, you know what I mean? And we knew how much Buzz and what he meant to hold him. But for him to let the other girl have them, and he moved on. And then Woody said,
I have no idea.
He told him bye. Bye, Andy.
That's right. He had you're right. He had the Andy on the bottom of his shoe.
Yeah.
That just made me feel old. Just
bye, Andy. That hurt.
And then the last one, that's when Buzz and Woody were saying their goodbyes. They separated,
Buddy,
right?
Woody stayed with Bo Peep.
He stayed. Woody was trying to get some cutty.
And I ain't mad at him.
Woody is old. He old man now. He said he ain't got that much Viagra left in the old toolbox. So I get it, Woody. You had a Woody. I get it. That's probably why they named him Woody. He had a Woody.
Woody gave Bo Peep that wood.
Goddamn right he did. So we got Mike and Marcus moving on.
Yes, sir.
This one is going to be interesting. You ready for this one? Ray and Claude against Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Claude. I mean, Ray and Claude. You mean so much to the Pedro.
Man.
The friendship, the back and forth shit talking. That's
what we do.
That's what we are.
That is my pleasure.
Mario and Luigi. Mario Kart, Super Mario World, Mario 1, Mario 2, Mario 3, Mario Party. You know, I even play Mario Party with the kids.
It's great games.
But sadly, I have to say goodbye to one of you. My choice is...
Is it Mario?
Mario and Luigi.
So they're moving on, right? Or
they're eliminated.
Okay, so you got Ray and Claude.
Ray and Claude.
I was about to say... I love Mario and Luigi. You know, Ray and Claude.
Ray and Claude inspired the podcast.
There you go. It
inspired our friendship.
Goddamn right it did. Goddamn right there, boy. You're not there.
We called each other those names.
Mr. C. What's my name? It start with a. It start with a C.
I can't. I know. I forgot my name.
I know it start with a C.
Claude. That's it.
Coaster. That's it. I know it started with a C.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
So that is the Elite Eight. Moving on to the Elite Eight. We got.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. Man, these are going to be tough matchups, man. I'm looking at them. These are going to be interesting. Hold interesting.
On. So, let me see. I got to have the right sound to go with this.
Oh, shit. What you got? What you got? Should have put that Rocky music. Oh, shit. I'm scared to see what you're about to play.
So, there's a lot of teams that have been eliminated, but let's get down to the nitty gritty.
It's so hard.
So, we've challenged a lot of teams.
Yes, we have.
But.
And they put up a fight.
How many teams left? Eight?
We got eight left.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. This is finna get real tough.
Yes, sir.
So go ahead and let us know what we got left. This is a tough tournament. These are the battles of the duos right here. Yes, the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight. Oh, shit. In the Elite Eight. Coming out of the South, we have the Yes or No Sir, the Copester, and the Paster going up against Keenan and Kale.
Woo!
May the best man win. Coming out of the West, we have Snoop and Dre. We talking doggy style. The Chronic going up against Sean and Marlon Wayans, the brothers. Next up, out of the North Seed, out of the Dog Seed, we got the Webster, the Loot King, to make the dogs Poot King, and the Pitbull going up against. Make the pit shit. Going up against Gilly and Wallow. $1 million a game. Get in the game. And then last but not least, in the East, we got Mike Lowry and Marcus, the Bad Boys, going up against the Lifers, Ray and Claude. Man, that's going to be a good one. That's a good one. Damn.
Are we ready for this, Kobe? Can we come out of this? Will we come out of this?
You know what? I think we got our game plan. It's been working. We got to stick with the game plan. We worked hard for this.
We're running a triangle.
That triangle.
We got Phil Jackson over here coaching us right now.
Scotty!
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 We got what's the coach name from the Steelers?
Mike Tomlin.
No. Before that,
you talking about Bradshaw?
No.
Who wasn't the coach, was he?
Damn it! What's the coach?
Oh,
name?
Fuck.
But anyway, Joey, you hear me?
I know you're talking about.
Don't do it.
What's his fucking name? Oh well,
I can't believe he did it. He did it. Get him out the game.
Get him out of here.
All right. We went down. Put them back in the game. So, let's go.
All right. So, out of the South, we got the Yes or No Sir going up against Keenan and Kale.
Keenan and Kale. So, when we talk about the Yes or No Sir podcast, we talk about all the accolades.
Yes, sir.
The short-term accolades, the records being broken, the streaks that are kept alive right now as we
God
speak.
Right.
The hottest thing.
Smoking.
Since, I don't know, what's hot right now?
I don't think there's anything hotter.
God damn, you're right.
I think the sun might be right up under us.
Damn, that's hot.
You know what I'm saying? That's heat.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is heat. We ain't from Miami. This is some heat. But that's going up against Keenan and Kale. All we got to do is steal some orange soda and we good.
Yeah.
We good.
I'm just saying, man, the collab that we have. The run that we have, the thinking alike that we do, That's hard to overcome.
I don't think.
Yeah, you got the movies. We'll be there. Oh, yeah, you got the TV show. We'll be there.
We can do it.
This Yes or No Sir podcast thing is hot. So.
And it's not going to stop.
With all due respect, the Yes or No Sir will be moving on to the next round.
You goddamn right it will.
And if you don't, if I know that the Wine Nation agrees. So let's hear the applause.
We appreciate that. We appreciate the support. It was tough. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, Wine Nation, what you're dealing with when you deal with the Wine Nation, right? You're dealing with a group. Oh, let me find these accolades. I can find them.
Oh, you can find them.
I'm going to find them.
Oh, you're going to find them because they're there. And they ain't going nowhere.
I'm talking about the Wine Nation, baby. Yes, this is 53 countries and territories.
Goddamn right.
415 cities.
Yes, sir.
So don't disrespect the Wine, the Yes and Us podcast.
And they show up every Friday. Now, I don't know if they're showing up for Keenan and Kel like this. Not right now.
Ain't nobody doing it like this.
They're not doing it.
Who's my boy, Keith Sweatsack?
Nobody. Nobody.
Ain't nobody doing it like this.
It ain't happening, Captain.
So, we have made on to the next round. Keenan and Kel.
Get gone.
You've been eliminated.
Go back to Nickelodeon. Yes, sir.
You heard about that stuff that's going on in Nickelodeon right now, right?
Yeah, they probably were part of it. They were, they partook in the festivities.
You can't get far doing that because me and the Cobras didn't have to show no ass.
Sure didn't.
To get some class.
Sure didn't. Ain't going to do it.
I ain't going to do it.
I don't need my britches pulled down. You ain't messing with my britches. You ain't using no switches for my britches. Hey,
you don't drown me.
Crown me.
All right.
So out of the West, this is going to be a good one. You ready for this one?
I am.
We got Snoop and Dre going up against Sean and Marlon.
Woo!
Woo! Now both of these have been around for about the same amount of time, right?
Yes.
Snoop and Dre, Sean and Marlon.
Well, Sean and Marlon, well, yeah.
Probably around the same
color and all that. Yep,
yeah,
right.
So they.
You are absolutely, positively correct.
Man.
As Magic Johnson say, that's positive.
Are you wrong for that?
Oh, it's being positive, man. What you look, man? You taking it wrong.
Oh, you wrong for that.
Get your head out the wrong direction and get it in the right direction.
Oh man,
gotta
you
be
wrong
like
for
Showtime.
You said positive. Damn, hey, that was funny, man. That was a good one.
I try.
Alright, I feel like you gotta get an edge to Snoop and Dre.
I don't know, man, because this right here, to me, yeah, that, you know.
Didn't Snoop and Dre get that star on, what, the Hollywood star?
They did.
Has Sean and Marlon gotten there?
No.
Okay, so.
But they had the movies that were blockbusters, scary movie and all that stuff. Okay, we can go with Snoop and Dre.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, so.
Because I was about to say that it's tied, but then when you go to the DNA bun, we'll break the tie with Sean and Marlon.
If you did on.
What Running Strong today, it will be Snoop and Dre.
Okay, I'll put it like this.
If they're coming out with an album together, that bun is there.
And it hasn't left.
Marlon and Sean have not dropped anything recently.
Marlon, I feel like he probably is going to come up with something. He's probably in the works or something. I don't know about Sean. But if we're going to say, who would you pick between Snoop and Sean? If we do it that way, who would you pick between Dre and Marlon?
Snoop and Call of Duty too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to understand.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's staying with the time. He's relevant.
Death Row Records. Yeah, so yeah, Snoop and Dre.
All right, Snoop and Dre.
Sorry, Marlon and then Sean, you have been part of our friendship too. This is like we're a mixture of you guys too, but
nothing but love. Nothing but love.
You guys put up a hell of a fight.
You did. Okay, coming out of the north. Webby and the Pitbulls against Gilly and Wallow.
Hold on, I gotta give Webby the proper. So when we bring up Webby, we gotta bring in the right Webby. This is going to be...
Webby should be tired by now. Webby should be exhausted. All that dog humping. Got that hunch punch.
When we talk about Webby, I got to do this now. Bring it back to Webby.
Coming out of the north, we got Webby. And yeah, you hear it in the background, the pit bulls. Right now, Webby is having some action. That's what you heard in the background.
He flashing his meat. They ready.
Pit bulls are enjoying it. If they ain't, they don't have a choice. Man, that was one of long strokes.
Movie said, we ready.
That boy Webby talking. He said, take that, take that.
I thought I told you if we won't stop barking.
Okay. Webby in the pits going up against Gillian Wallow. We talking about
Webby.
He's committed.
You've come far.
You should be tired by now.
You have come far.
He's been eating bananas.
So listen to me as we talk about this. I need you to take you and your wild ass pits. Go take him to the vet. Take him to the store and get them some kibbles and bits.
Need to get them tested.
So you have been eliminated. And kick rocks. Yeah, I know Cujo.
Cujo.
I know you're excited. You ready to go home so he can have some fun with you.
Cujo, Beethoven, Air Bud, Lassie.
But y'all have been eliminated, Cujo. I don't need to hear it, Cujo. I get it. I understand that he loves you more than anything in the world.
He said, but I did this for him.
And I understand he gave you peanut butter while he's getting you from the back.
But
I can't give it to you, Cujo.
But I gave him my booty.
Cujo, I get it.
So I did that for nothing.
All right, you gone.
I need therapy.
Get out of here. Now don't make me call the pound.
He already took me to Pound Town.
All right. So
Gillian Wallow,
y'all have been moved to the next level.
So this is the East. Are you ready for this one? This is going to be the most difficult up to this point. You ready? We got Mike Lowry and Marcus from Bad Boys going up against Ray and Claude from Life. Damn. Mike Lowry and Marcus going up against Ray and Claude.
Damn.
I got to think about this for a second. This is when it gets tough. This is the best of the best.
Sadly, it's not.
This is tough for me.
Bad Boys is still going strong.
It is. But you talking
movie
about,
released in June.
But you talking about a lifetime of friendship and brotherhood.
It ain't no different on this side.
But you talking about they put in years.
Years here?
I'm talking about they were what, probably in their 20s, 30s.
Well, I'm just talking about like the influential part of it too, man. I mean, like these motherfuckers have been shot at.
That's true.
Motherfucker done dated his sister and they broke up and they still tight.
The damn pool
busted. That's a friendship.
Busted. The pool busted. They were in the water.
Shot him in his ass?
You shot me in the ass.
That's a lot to go through to keep a friendship going.
Now that's how you drive.
From now on.
That's how you drive. That's how you do a podcast.
From now on.
That's how you do a podcast.
So Mike and Larry.
That's a tough one, but yeah, they get the slight edge. The slightest edge.
That's a tough one, but you've made it to the next round.
All right, final four.
Hold on, I'll give it to you.
Final four.
Final four?
Final four. Dun, 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 dun.
The final four is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir, we have arrived.
We've made it to the next round.
Yes.
Tell them what we got, Kobe.
We got the best of the best. We have four finalists from each division. Coming out of the South, we have the Pastor and the Coaster, the Yes or No Sir podcast.
Woo!
The We Worked Hard for This Kings.
Can't stop, won't stop.
No, sirs. Coming out of the West, facing the Yes or No Sir podcast would be the legendary Snoop and Dre. Let's see what happens. Coming out of the North, the champions out of the North. And they worked hard. They had to get through the pits and shit. The Webby in the pits. Gilly and Wallow. They are the champs of the North, facing out of the East. The bad boys themselves, Mike Lowry and Marcus. Mm. So we got Yeser and Snoop and Dre going up against Gilly and Wallow and Mike and Marcus. Let the games begin.
And you know, oh well, we'll say that for the next round.
All right.
All right, so.
Final four, here we go. So we got the Copster and the Pastor going up against Snoop and Dre. I like their music. I like the beats by Dre. But they about to get their ass beat by the Copster and the Pastor.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
This tournament wouldn't be what it would be without the Pastor and Copster.
It sure the fuck wouldn't.
And we created this tournament because of the iconic. You're on our show.
Yes, sir.
So how iconic that we're iconic. Ironic that we're iconic. I'm sorry.
I like that.
I messed that up. Sorry.
That it's iconic. Well, you should be a rapper. I like the way that it flew.
I didn't want to take no money out of nobody's pockets because they ain't ready for this.
Yes, sir. They tried, and they were good. They just weren't good enough.
They tried. But they lied about how strong their connection was. The Pastor and the Copster, the brothership, the friendship.
Yes, sir.
It don't get no tougher than this.
No, sir. So since they tried and they lied, they get denied.
You're out of here.
Get your ass out of here.
Extra stage right. Snoop, I don't want no gin and juice right now.
We'll
talk after we win the championship.
I'm going to use you as a character in Call of Duty.
But that one hurt right there, because look, you know, I fell on my arm, and my right arm is a little sore.
Yes, sir.
You know, we fought on this one, man. This is like Jordan going against the bad boy Pistons. You were a little beat up after this matchup right
We
here.
Fall down, but we get up. Y'all fall down, and y'all stay down when it comes to the yes, sir, and the no, sir.
Tell him, Coach, sir.
Because we worked hard for this.
Very hard.
So get your ass out of here.
Okay. What else? So
moving on to the championship.
Is your yes sir, no sir.
The yes sir, no sir podcast.
Podcast is in the championship. I feel good right now. I want to give a shout out to all my supporters, to my boy Kobe for being the greatest.
Yes sir.
Half of the duo.
Yes sir.
We want to win. Job's not done, as my boy Kobe would say.
Quote.
Job's done.
Message.
Job's not done.
It's not done.
All right, let's go to the next.
Oh, that felt good. Whew. Now, coming up, we have Gilly and Wallow facing Mike Lowry and Marcus from Bad Boy.
This is going to be a tough one.
Is it really?
But you know Mike Lowry and Marcus are going to come out of this.
They have to, right?
Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life. Whew. That's a good one. That's a good one. Man.
So is this the...
So we in the championship round? The championship rounds. That's when it gets hard. What's that, the eighth round, ninth round, the championship rounds? What is that? Is that ninth, tenth round?
Yeah.
We in the championship rounds now.
So, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the championship game. Give them the intros.
Yes, sir. It is time.
The time has come.
Coming out of the rare corner with an undefeated record. We about that life.
53 countries.
53 countries.
415 cities.
415 cities.
Walking up on 50,000 downloads.
50K. We don't play.
Best friendship since friendship was created.
Yes, sir.
You got the Pastor.
Yes, sir.
And the Copster.
Yes, sir.
The yes, sir.
The yes, sir.
No, sir.
The no, sir.
Podcast.
Cast.
Oh, that felt good. Now give them theirs.
And out of the blue corner, the true corner, we have the bad boys themselves, Mike Lowry and the good old Marcus. Bad Boys for Life.
Chilling in Miami.
Chilling in Miami.
With Bad Boys 4 on the way.
Bad Boys 4 on
the way. An impeccable friendship that only can probably rival the opponents.
The opponents.
We got
Mike Lowry.
The Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys. Oh, hold on. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
And before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big fight. So I flew in somebody.
Tonight, we are going
we got Michael Buffer.
Yes, sir.
The most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Goddamn right, we're ready.
For the thousands in attendance.
Millions.
And the millions watching around
if the world. If it be millions.
Pay-per-view.
From the capital city of the United States of America.
Yes, sir.
Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Yes, sirs.
It's that time.
It is time.
We talk about all our friendship, Kobe. The thinking alike.
Yes, sir.
The commitment to buying, getting the podcast together.
Like-minded.
The willingness to shovel money into this thing and not receive it back automatically. The pondering.
Yes, sir.
The wondering.
The wondering.
Is this going to work? We've come far.
Yes, sir.
We've worked hard for this.
Very hard. But now it's time to show
it's
up.
It's time to knock some asses out. And on the other side,
nothing
two
but respect.
Opponents that I respect, that without them,
There wouldn't be
the component of our friendship.
But they are our opponents, and they...
But you have taught us a lot.
Yes, sir.
But we have learned a lot.
Indeed, we have.
So, ladies and gentlemen...
They are our opponent, and they don't want it.
But here we go. So I give you the winners of this match...
But
yes,
you know, I feel like they recognize real.
Game. So recognize game.
They're passing the baton.
Yes. And it's no shame.
It's no shame. They recognize
the baton back to us.
They had their run.
And expecting us.
You know what? This
carry
is
on
like,
that next legacy. So when the next group is, the duo is ready, that we pass the baton to them.
This is almost like how Magic passed the baton to Mike, and I feel like Mike passed it to Kobe. Kobe passed it to LeBron.
So they're passing it. Mike, Larry, and Marcus are passing it to us. These. And as you have it, ladies and gentlemen, you're champions of the world. The Yes or No Sir podcast.
Yes, sir.
I paid my dues.
We paid our dues.
Yes, we did.
Time after time,
we
the
hard.
Yes or No Sir podcast have done. Every bit of it.
Yes, sir.
I have never committed a crime.
I'm innocent.
Yes. Give me ours. I feel the glow.
I feel it.
Yes. Yes. But you know who it is. Kobe, we here.
And we ain't going nowhere.
We won.
We did it.
Without you, Wyan Nation.
There's no us.
We appreciate you. And we'll still do this. Keep on fighting to the end.
Goddamn right.
Because right here, right now, we are the champions.
We are the Bad Boys for life.
And like any great team, you knew this was going to happen.
We manifested this.
Champions of what, Kobe?
Goddamn right.
Oh, so, Hawaiian Nation.
Oh, that felt
we worked
good.
Hard for this.
We worked very hard for this.
We fought a lot of teams. Duos. Great, iconic duos to get to this point right here.
We had to get through Bob and Stan. Yes, we had to get through SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yes, sir.
We had to get through Kenan and Kel.
Yes, sir.
We had to get through the legendary Snoop and Dre. And last but not least, we had to fight. And it was a fight. Mike Lowry and Marcus.
The Bad Boys. Against the Yes or No Boys, Sir Boys.
But we're still standing tall.
So, Hawaiian Nation, I hope you enjoy this two-part tournament.
Yes, sir.
I hope you learned something, that friendship is everything. Seriously, now, at this point.
It is key.
If you don't feel this way about yourself, against whatever you're going up against, if we didn't have belief in ourselves, then who's going to believe in us?
Amen. Message. Message.
So, Hawaiian Nation, we want to thank you guys for listening, for devoting your time to us, and understanding friendship is key to everything. And as your 2024 Hawaiian Nation Best Duo
Champs.
Tournament champions,
yes, sir.
We appreciate you. We're looking forward to seeing you come back next week to another iconic episode of the Yes or No Sir podcast.
And as always, enjoy your feel-good Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.